From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Naps Chat. I'm Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. Today, we'll be talking about the upcoming Naps National Convention, which will be held in San Francisco, California, Sunday, August 9th through Friday, August 14th. With me today to talk about the convention is one of the keys to the success of the convention, Naps' event planner, Sherry Davies. Sherry is Vice President of Global Accounts for the meeting management firm Conference Direct, which is one of the largest and most respected meeting and event management firms in the world. Sherry is engaged in association, union, and corporate event planning, everything from intimate executive board meetings to widely attended national conventions. Naps is indeed privileged to be one of your long-term clients. So welcome to Naps Chat, Sherry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let me start, Sherry, by noting that event planning is high stakes. There are so many variables to consider in the planning and execution of an event. In fact, your profession ranks among the 10 most stressful out there. Why do you do it?
Well, I think I'm very driven. I'm also a huge results person. So when you do run a large convention, there are multiple moving parts, and it's very important that you stay in front of everything. So at the end of a convention, when you're planning for a year and you see those results, it's very rewarding. I also feel that I'm very creative, so I like that part of it. When we pull together the Monday night welcome, for example, we try to theme that, and we work with our, for example, Host Branch 88 is going to be very involved with this convention. So we're going to be doing a Western theme for Monday night. So we like to do things to benefit the members and make it a very successful convention. So at the end of the day, I would say, you know, driven results are very important to me and creativity. So that's probably why I've gotten into this.
And the feedback is almost immediate.
Yes.
You know if it's going right.
Yes. I mean, Naps is like a family to me. I've been with them for 17 years, and I started off with just a local state training, and then I've moved from there. So I work with many of the board members as well as the resident officers, Karen Young, Karina May, Sheena, and the team here to make sure the convention is very, very successful to all the membership, and we do get a lot of feedback throughout that week.
You mentioned that you've been working with Naps for around 17 years. How many years have you been in the event planning business?
I was with Marriott for approximately 23 years, so I did some events there, and then I rolled into, Conference Direct came to me and wanted to hire me. So I've been with Conference Direct for about 19, going on 20 years. And when I started that, you know, you grow your business and you get accounts on your own accord. So Naps was one of my first larger accounts. And I actually started working with John Jeter to begin. And then it just evolved from there. And it's been an amazing, amazing experience. And I feel like we have just made leaps and bounds from when I first started. I think the first national convention I did was in 2016. And at that time, you know, before we did that one, there was just a banquet. There wasn't breakfast. There wasn't Monday night. We didn't have branding, we didn't have registration the way we have it now. So we're constantly evolving, and I'm very proud of that. The board has been phenomenal to work with me, as well as the resident officers. It just shows that, you know, as you continue to evolve and keep your eye on the prize to make sure the members are happy and we're doing a good job for them. That's what makes it a very nice job, in my opinion.
Now, this is sort of a family affair, the event planning business. There's another member of your family was in event planning, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. My mother was a big planner for the National Association of Housing and Redevelopment Officials, and she actually would go to Mr. Marriott's home during the holidays. She sat on their board. She was very influential. You know, Marriott likes to talk to planners. They like to get feedback. So that's sort of how I got into it, and I'm so happy I did because I still absolutely love what I do. I really do.
Do you see this as a tradition?
I do.
Your first event that you actually planned as a planner, when was that, and did your mom help you on that one?
No, she didn't help me on that one, but I did, you know, one of my most favorite events, I was doing an event probably 7 years ago or so. It wasn't my first event, but it was an event where I was doing an event for an entrepreneur who was very close with Richard Branson and Mark Cuban and some big people. And Forbes magazine came and they were sitting at one of the front tables and they asked the client, my client, you know, who's running this event? We've never seen an event so calm. There's not people running around and it doesn't seem hectic. So that sort of sticks out in my mind because I do get feedback from hotels on a regular that I seem calm. And I guess it's just in my DNA that I try to make sure that I start things a year out. Like for the NAPS convention, I start early. So I make sure I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's and we don't have hectic or we're not scrambling. So that was a really favorite.
So when we talk about hectic and scrambling, now there are several movies that characterize event planning as sort of a hectic and scrambling type of endeavor. And I point to The Wedding Planner.
Yeah.
And also Father of the Bride.
Yes.
Have you ever planned a wedding?
I have. In fact, it's funny you say that. Well, I've done a few, but I'm actually planning my youngest son's wedding in Aruba right now. They're getting married in September. So, you know, when you do a wedding, it's always different. It's personal. The guest list is, you know, 50 to 300. Decisions are made on the preferences of the couple. And then, you know, you're dealing with ceremony, reception, flowers, photographer. So it's different than convention planning.
How?
So convention planning, you know, you're obviously you can plan a wedding a year out. That's probably a good idea. But with convention planning, I'm dealing with speakers or breakout sessions, registration, sponsorships, AV, transportation, signage, branding, food and beverage. Your P&L is very important. I work very closely to make sure that my numbers are adding up with the budget. You know, the board gives me, you know, a budget, and I have to make sure I'm looking at the food and beverage, the AV, the decor, the entertainment. All those pieces add up to something that makes your convention successful. So I think wedding planning is very different. It's fun, but it's nothing like the high stakes of a convention.
Is there any truth to what we saw in the movie, or is that all fiction?
Well, I can say, I mean, when you do see... is it Jennifer Lopez? Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is, you know, got her mic going. You know, you do have, there are walkie-talkies you can have, or you can have what's called a red coat app. Those red coat apps are amazing because you can push a button and it goes to all your departments. So I do feel that, you know, that part of it is true. If I could be in a ballroom and the temperature could be off, or I could be, you know, out in the foyer and I notice something, you know, we're running out of scrambled eggs. Those type of things that are, you know, we have those tools to make us successful in what we're doing. Those help to make sure that things are being done behind the scenes that people don't see that we're doing to keep things calm and streamlined and successful. So, yes.
Now, there are certain organizations out there, and a lot of them, who like to do their event planning internally.
Right.
Clearly, NAPS has decided to engage with you to run meeting planning mm-hmm. and event planning. How does that differ when you insource versus outsource your planning, and how, as a vendor, you try to save the organization money? Is it cost effective? That's a reasonable question some people ask.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's very passionate to me because I feel that especially post-COVID, I can't speak enough on the value of having a partner like Conference Direct. You know, we have 4,400 global clients. We book 13,500 meetings a year, approximately 800,000 room nights. We've been in business since 1988. There's about 500 execs, and we all have heavy, heavy hospitality background. So in other words, Conference Direct doesn't have anyone on their team that hasn't been in the hotel industry and doesn't really know the craft. So, you know, we have regular weekly calls. We have what's called our annual partner meeting where we go and we learn. We're continuing learning. I mean, COVID was a big jolt. And I think we are somebody that, you know, we were there for NAPS. I don't know if anybody remembers, but you know, we were slated to be at Gaylord Texan and, you know, in 2020. And because of our buying power, if you will, I mean, we do over $1 billion a year, and our partnership with all the major brands, Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, all of them, we were able to get out of the contract without heavy, heavy, heavy penalties and move us into 2021. So, you know, when you're out there and it's a relationship-driven business, I've been around a long time. So my job is to represent NAPS in a professional fashion, but also be very knowledgeable on, you know, what the going rate is for a gallon of coffee and what AV should be charged, what we should be charged. So another thing is NAPS is very special in the sense that we have these stats that I just pulled actually before this podcast. And, you know, only 3% of our business, okay, we do a lot of business. We have 4,400 clients. So 3% are booking 500 to 999 rooms at peak. So what that means is NAPS is very desirable for many hotels because we're right at that 999. You know, we have close to 1,000 people on peak. And what peak means is when we're there, you know, Sunday through Friday, that's the number of sleeping rooms that we are going to provide to the hotel. So, you know, it's so many things that are great with Conference Direct. Our technology is, cutting edge. We use Cvent, and what we do is we load our request for proposal in there, and it hits all the hotels or cities that we meet need that qualify. And, you know, it's a tool that I can go in and I can see what my colleagues have done, if they've booked there, what the rate was. I mean, there's all this stats in that system. And it's not something that takes a long time. You're not calling on the phone. You're not faxing a request for proposal. You're not emailing. You're literally pushing a button, and you could send it to 5 cities. And you could have bid back, you know, 3 or 4 hotels from that city. And then you narrow down who's going to be the best for your client, for NAPS. They're going to provide a better room rate. They're going to, you know, give you a discount on AV. They're going to give you a discount on, you know, if you want to have coffee on a PM break, or, you know, those are all the things that are important when you look at who's going to be awarded that contract. So to have Conference Direct right now, I can't say enough about it. And I think the world is definitely turning that way because, let's face it, even though NAPS does a beautiful convention every other year, they're not booking 13,500, you know. So that's what makes it special.
One of the things that you do is you can book a convention or an event years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk a little bit about how you save money by multiple bookings or longitudinal bookings?
Yes. So post-COVID, we've seen that audiovisual and food and beverage has gone up considerably. As you know, you're looking at the gas prices. You're seeing what's going on in the world. So we are seeing majority of our, you know, larger clients are doing multi-year bookings. And what that means is, you know, NAPS knows they're going to have every other year, they're going to have a convention. So instead of booking, let's say 4 years out, you book a multi-year. So you book, let's say, for example, you know, we're due to book, we're going to be doing 2030. The members are going to vote in August for their 2030 convention. But let's say they decide they want to do a multi-year. So that hits, you know, 2032 through 40. So what happens is when you send that RFP out in CVent to all the cities that could qualify as well as have the meeting space. Now, here's something that I think is important for the NAPS membership to know. There's many cities that they can't house us. They don't have a 40,000 square foot ballroom, or they don't have, you know, 1,000 sleeping rooms on peak. Or so all of those things in the RFP go out. And then what makes it very advantageous for NAPS headquarters and to the membership is these hotels, when you do a multi-year, they're going to provide a fair market value room rate now for futuristic, or they're going to say, you know what, if you do a 5-year multi-year, if you do a 10-year multi-year, we will take care of the breakfast. We will help, you know, with your Monday night party. So what that in layman's terms means, NAPS headquarters is easily saving $250,000, let's say, just for the breakfast. So it's very important when you're looking at your money, as well as making sure that your members are getting nice concessions like a breakfast or a Monday night, where these hotels see the value of you booking out and they're going to give back. So that's why the world is turning to multi-year contracts.
Let me shift gears a bit. One of the items that I know you feel passionate about, because I know I've experienced it,
yeah,
is branding events.
Yes.
Could you talk about the importance of branding?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important because it's, you know, it's creating excitement, it's reinforcing the convention theme, whatever your messaging is, it's showing consistency. When our members are in a hotel, you know, they can look and they can navigate and they know, okay, where's the photos, you know, because we have, for example, we have our photos done every day at, you know, we have different areas going to get those photos. So I have that branded in the foyer, things like their caucus rooms, their photos. We, our partnership with our sponsors that are just so important to the success of our convention. I mean, we are growing leaps and bounds with partners, with sponsors that have been with us, that provide a financial gain to us to help offset these costs that, especially in San Francisco, as everybody knows, it's not going to be inexpensive to do food. So when you have, you know, you do a reciprocal partnership and you put the sponsor logos up or you do messaging for them. You know, another thing we do candies that are logoed on the tables and pens and beverage napkins. And it's a win for the members, but it's also a win for our sponsors. So branding is important because it's strengths, you know, it strengthens the unity and the pride of NAPS, and it provides sponsor partnership. So I think, you know, coming to a hotel and you see the NAPS logo and you see our messaging, I think it's just something very important in to make a successful convention.
Another term of the art is the concept of show flow.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain what it means and what impact it has on the success of a meeting?
So that's basically, you know, being very organized, which I try to think that I do a good job with that. So what that is that I make sure that my lighting, my music cues, my stage, my notes to my AV team. The show flow is, you know, when I get on site, I go there early. I'm there for probably 12 or 13 days, which people probably don't know that. But I get there early. I do what's called a pre-conference. And I probably, no exaggeration, sit down with 20 people. And that's what's very important for a show flow. So I'm meeting with every department head. I'm meeting with housekeeping. I'm meeting with the front desk. I'm meeting with AV. I'm meeting with the chef, my event people. All of that is very important in the success of your convention to make sure everybody knows the agenda, the timeline, the hot buttons. If I need any kind of special foods, you know, that's what goes into a successful convention. A pre-con is vital because you've already done a lot of your work before you get on site. My banquet event orders are already done right now. They're done. My AV is done with my team. But when we sit down again, we go over it again and go over every single aspect of the timeline, the food, you know, like I said, the music, all these little things, who's been hired to do the entertainment on Monday and Friday night. Those are all important to make sure the lighting, the microphones, everything is consistent and there's no errors.
Let's talk about Sunday, August 9th. Our convention delegates will be arriving in San Francisco at the hotel. What should they expect?
They're going to come in and they're going to see a beautiful hotel. They're going to see the branding will be up. We actually, this year, this hotel is the Marriott Marquis in San Francisco. Is a beautiful hotel, but we don't always get the opportunity to have digital branding. So we're going to have digital branding as well as our regular branding. So they're going to see some, you know, some fun, you know, reminders of, you know, Monday night, you know, wear your Western theme. We're going to have, you know, a nice DJ where they can dance. We're going to have food that lends itself to Western. We're going to have some, I'm not going to spoil everything, but we're going to have some giveaways for them. So they're going to see that kind of stuff. The sleeping rooms, you know, they're going to check in. The room products are fresh, clean. It's not a tired hotel. The service there, I can't speak enough about. I've been there a few times over the last year getting ready for this convention. And we'll be doing, you know, we're going to do registration Saturday and Sunday. So they're going to, you know, get their convention bags and register. And I think it's going to be I'm very, very pleased with what we have in place. And I think it's going to be a really nice convention. I really do.
Last question, Sherry. Our national officers, our resident office here, President Butts, Vice President Mulder, Secretary Treasurer Warden, how involved have they been in the planning and the implementation of the plans for this convention?
So what happens is we do a few calls. We go over the agenda. We go over, you know, the branding and just there are little things that need to be discussed. So we go over the SPAC walkathon with Ann Strickland, Linda Thomas with Branch 88. We've met with her team because the golf tournament. So President Butts and Chuck Mulador and Jimmy Warden are very involved. I work heavily with Jimmy because he processes a lot of the payments for, you know, we need to pay our entertainment. We need to get things purchased before we get on site, you know, the convention bags, and we have some giveaway things that I'm not going to let the surprise out of the bag, but they're very involved. You know, we talk on a regular and they're very involved, and you know, I have to have approval for anything I do, obviously. We don't just let me go by myself. So we talk, it's a team effort. Karen Young is fabulous, Karina May, Sheena and her team. That's, you know, Linda Thomas, Ann Strickland, the auxiliary is fabulous. I work with all of them, Benita, Lori, and that's what makes it successful. NAPS is like a team, and it's a family, and it makes it successful. It really does.
Well, I want to thank Sherry Davis of Conference Direct for joining us on NAPS Chat today. Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank NAPS Chat listeners for logging on. If you enjoy NAPS Chat, please subscribe and follow us on the podcast store of your choice. And more importantly, share NAPS Chat with your friends and colleagues. In the meantime, stay safe and stay healthy.
And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna